Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good friend Tom Asacker is back with us. Tom is one of the top branding experts on the planet. He's the author of A Little Less Conversation. That's the new book. He's also the author of a number of other books on branding, including A Clear Eye for Branding, and he's our good friend, Tom Asacker. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Tom, I don't want to preempt what you have to talk to us about today, but sometime in our conversation, you tell me if you want to do it now or not. I want to ask you about the idea of whether we're moving into a post-marketing era. What do you think about that? Is that more compelling than what you had on your mind?
That's a great subject. Let's talk about it because I'm not really sure I know what it means. So
well, here's what I mean by that. Now I'm not saying we're in that era. I'm saying we're moving into that era. We're about to get into a transition period. And I think that there's going to be a paradigm shift. And here's my point. This is something I've been thinking about and observing and writing about a little bit. And here's my point. In the 20th century, Madison Avenue pretty much sold a lot of stuff. And whatever you wanted to have sold, you did it the traditional 20th century way. You did your marketing, you developed your brands, you did your advertising, you did your direct mail, catalogs, print media, electronic, et cetera. And basically that message was all about you. It was an informative, maybe manipulative message, but it was you paid for it. You got to tell people how wonderful you are. In the future, as the media is being incrementalized and democratized, And as the channels are no longer three broadcast networks, but a zillion different channels, people have choices. And as technology gives people the opportunity to avoid your commercials, let's say, or avoid your ads, whatever, then people, and as social media grows, it seems to me that the people who are going to succeed in the future are going to be the ones who join and create communities of customers and prospects, and the message, their marketing message, is blended into the way they serve those communities. And I consider that to be post-marketing. What do you think?
Okay. Well, to that extent, yes, I agree with you. I mean, obviously, the marketplace is going to continue to fragment. What I mean by that is because the Internet is such a low-cost environment, right, mm-hmm. It's going to be easier and easier for people to go out with their unique personality as an organization, as a company, as a brand, and appeal to a unique subset of customers. I mean, you see that happening. That's why there's, 500 brands of cereal, mm-hmm. right? It's because people will look at the brand and they'll say, well, that's not exactly right for me, but look at this one next to it. That one is exactly right for me.
Right.
So that's going to happen everywhere on the Internet. There's no doubt about that. Now, here's the issue. Okay, if that's true, if instead of 400 brands of cereal, there will now be 4,000 brands of cereal because the Internet enables this,
mm-hmm.
then how does anybody find your brand of cereal?
Right.
Right? So the need for marketing is not only not going to go away, it's going to become more important in the future because there's going to be even more an overwhelming amount of choices out there. Somehow, you have to have a way of being found.
When I notice I didn't say post-branding, I don't think it's post-branding. I think your brand, getting your brand out is and promoting your brand, I think that's going to be important. But the marketing part, to the degree that marketing is in any way manipulative, I'm thinking that customers and prospects, when they find out about your brand, they're going to want to hear about it in a way that added value to their experience at that time, not just being told how wonderful you are.
That's perfect. See, what you just said was they want a way of adding value to their experience in their way of finding you. Now, here's maybe what you want to say. Maybe it's post-advertising. See, advertising has given marketing a bad name.
Yeah.
All marketing is about is being found. It's a way of being found. There's only two. Drucker said there's only two components that add value to an organization: innovation, which is creating meaningful, valuable things, and marketing, which is helping people to discover those things.
Mm-hmm.
So helping people to discover those things are not going to go away. What is going to happen, however, is opposed to being this, as you said, this generic, slightly manipulative, broadcasted message to a whole bunch of people, marketing is going to turn into a much more intimate affair. It's going to be more one-on-one. It's going to be more personalized. It's going to add value to people's lives as opposed to interrupting their lives. So I don't think it's...
Well, I think you're right, Tom. And the only reason why I use marketing instead of advertising is because I do think that you know, advertising obviously is part of marketing, and or at least I consider it to be part of the marketing strategy, and there's so many elements of that that it's going to impact the way you think of marketing. And I guess maybe what I should have said was post 20th century or post Madison Avenue marketing. Maybe that's another way to say it. I don't know, but I like what you said as well. And I think this is a cautionary tale for small businesses, don't you? I mean, I think this is something that all businesses should understand, is that in the future, and actually today, more and more every day, your customers have more choices in how they can consume your information.
Well, not just that, but they're. People have been conditioned to just overlook traditional 20th century marketing, if you will, right? I mean, they just fly right by it. They look at it and they say, yeah, whatever. They pass
Are they fast forward by it? They TiVo it, they DVR it, or they hit the mute button or whatever. Hold on to that thought. Of course, we know they're not missing our commercials. We know they're hanging on every word of our commercials, which we're gonna provide for you right now, folks. This is gonna be right back after this break. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out and use it to your advantage. 5 seconds, you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, you got 3 minutes, you got 1 minute. We got something that will help you. You can read, you can listen to in any of those increments and other increments as well. So I hope you'll use that to your advantage. Don't forget to check out my blog. The blog post that's up there right now, the current one, is about how the generations can work together without creating a casualty list. I've come up with 4 points that I'd like for you to take a look at. And also leave your comments, by the way. Don't forget to do that. Check out my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. Subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Tom Asacker is all over our stuff. He's deposited so much wisdom with us over the last 6 or 7 years, and as an outstanding member of our brain trust, and he's one of the top branding experts on the planet. His new book is called A Little Less Conversation. Tom, give us your website, please.
It's aclear-eye.com. So, like, your eyes clear,
yeah.
You see things clearly.
And that's also a play on the title of one of his books, A Clear Eye for Branding, which you can find all about his books and all the other things that he does there at aclear-eye.com. Okay, Tom, so I think there are a couple of things that are making this, what you and I kind of agree, maybe the better way to say it is post-advertising, I think that there's still going to be, there still will be advertising. I don't think that's going to go away. And I think the traditional advertising, the 20th century models, are going to be around for a while longer, maybe for a long time. But I think more and more people, especially with the generational waves coming on, we've got about half of the U.S. population, Tom, you know, never lived in their life without a remote control, without a TiVo, without a DVR. And they know how to get around things that they don't want to hear. And so they're still going to want to buy products, as you say. They're still going to want to find out about stuff. But they're going to want to hear about it in a way that suits their eye, as you might say. It suits their ear. And I think that might not be a 30-second or a 60-second commercial.
It will be if it's relevant. If there's value in it, then they'll tune it in. Right, I mean that's what people are fairly ADD in the marketplace today because of they're time starved. There's a ton of choice. They're skeptical. They're confused. So they are rapidly moving through everything that they do, and then they quickly look at something or listen to something, and they're trying to intuit the value of it. Not the value necessarily of purchasing it, but the value of listening to it even.
Mm-hmm.
Or the value of watching it.
But don't you think that will be after the relationship has been developed that they'll agree to give you a minute of their time to listen to that? That in the beginning they'll find out about you because they saw something that you offered, some value that you offered, and they said, "Hey, I like this. I like these, the way these people think. I like the way they. I like their approach to business. I like the way they offered this to me. It was valuable. Oh, here's a message from them. I'll listen to that now. What do you think?"
Well, right, because think about it. If you don't have a relationship, they're never going to find you anyway. They're never going to open it.
But see, that's what's different about the past.
Watch your TV channel or listen to your radio station, because they're going there for value, to find value, then they'll never be exposed to additional value that you want to present to them in the ways of products and services and entertainment and ideas in things like that. So, again, to my earlier point, the marketplace is going to fragment, and we're going to be selecting certain places and people that we're going to let into our lives because these people provide us with some type of value in return. And because of that, we're going to allow them to share with us other information that will improve our life. Mm-hmm. And that includes products and services.
Well, and see, that's to me what's different about from the past, is that from the past, you know, people would find out about you by listening to your commercial. That was the first moment they knew about you. But you didn't really expect them, in the old days, you didn't expect a company, like any particular company, to add value other than through the product that they offered you. Today, we expect a little more out of our companies, don't we?
Yeah, and that is the biggest shift that people are having the most difficult time with.
Yeah.
We're not interested just in getting information. Imagine if we spent all day long tuning in to the information that people were trying to send out to us, purely as information.
Mm-hmm.
Then we wouldn't have any time during the day to do anything.
Right.
Right? We'd have to just stop and tune in to everything that people were throwing at us. So now, how do we determine when to stop? Very simple. There's value in it to stop.
Right.
It's entertaining.
Right.
It's some kind of insider information that we can share with other people to make ourselves look better in our lives. So if we don't look at it that way, if we start looking at information purely as value, and I've had people say that to me, well, of course I'm giving my customers value. I'm telling them about me.
Mm-hmm.
I try to tell people there is no value in information. Information takes away time and attention from people,
right?
Which is their most valuable commodity today because
mm-hmm.
it's so scarce.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. Think about instead of trying to interrupt people and get them to look at your message, why don't you go to them? I mean, if you want a perfect
right.
metaphor, all the snow has finally melted out up here in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And there are branches down everywhere, in everyone's yard, all over the street, everything.
Yep.
I don't see anyone going door to door saying, I can clean up your branches. I think they're probably running ads someplace.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Tom, for being with us. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.